Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like what do you do if you meet a potential vabber? And can you still be friends with an ex? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we are not your usual agony aunts, are we? William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not. Radio 1 presenter Jordan North. I'm... Oh, you see, now you've put that the wrong way around on the script. I don't want to be funny.
You're
but
so
they are in the wrong...
You're so horrible.
They're in the wrong boxes. Okay? You've been...
No, ben it's has, not.
Yes. William intro.
Oh, don't be... You're so pedantic. Just read the bloody line.
He's been too busy painting his nails. We'll get on to that.
Oh, Ben's got painted nails, everybody.
Feed me again.
Pardon?
Feed, as in... No, as in do the feed line.
Oh, is that a theatre thing?
Yes.
Feed me again?
Yes.
Christ. But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more upper crust, you're more pie crust. Thank you to James D for sending that one in.
Very good.
Indeed. Very good. Thank you. Who should we toast, I wonder?
Oh, you know who you want to toast to, don't you?
I do.
Go on.
I would like to toast to one of the people that has won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Vicky Pattinson, one of my many friends that have won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Christopher Biggins, Vicky Pattinson.
It's Patterson.
Patterson, very close. I'd like to... close showbiz friend. I would like to toast her. But we'll pour our gin and debonair first.
It's because we're on her... Oh, yeah, we've not poured the... Christ, getting ready
Hello.
For that wedding, aren't you? We were on Vicky Patterson's podcast recently, and I think the episode's out this week, isn't it?
It is. I believe it's out on Thursday.
On Thursday. And William and I was a guest on her podcast.
Do you want to pour some debonair for me?
And oh, sorry.
Thank you.
And, oh, God, you've had a good week. And...
if debonair
you really
listening...
liked her. She won you over. Not won you over, but she charmed you, didn't she?
Well, yeah, we just got on very well.
You got on really well.
But
then
you know,
I fangirled at the end. I was like, I used to love Geordie Shaw.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Until you said that, I had no idea what had sort of elevated
her
to...
Yeah, she was on Geordie Shaw.
Right.
So I was never really into... I used to watch Towie.
Okay.
Wendy loved Towie and Made in Chelsea. I used to watch a bit of that, but Geordie Shaw was my thing. I loved Geordie Shaw.
Okay. Mm. Well, good.
Why, aye? We're going to go out around the town and get fucking mortal drunk, like. It was great.
It's lovely. And if you want more of that, you can listen to The Secrets 2 with Vicky Pattinson on Thursday.
Patterson.
It's Patterson.
Vicky Pattinson.
I thought it was Pattinson.
Vicky Patterson.
Vicky Patterson.
She was a diamond, so to Vicky.
To Vicky. This is for you. Mm. Delish.
Mm. Oh, we need to do an episode where we get hammered. We haven't been hammered in ages.
No.
We're very sensible these days.
Well, we are. It's because due to everybody's schedules, we now have to record in the morning, so we have to go easier on the gin and debonair.
Not that easy.
No, but we'll make up for it.
As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. This podcast is all about your problems and dilemmas, so you can
Have you been drinking already? Oh, you've done your rewind. Mm. That you love.
You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sextedmyboss, or you can write to this man here, William Hanson, who does promise a handwritten reply in his own letter to paper. The address, the new address, is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
Big news of the week is that...
Oh, do we have to talk about this?
I've been round to Jordan's for dinner.
William and Mikey came round to mine for dinner.
Yes.
And it was a bit of a disaster.
It was, no. Well, there were disastrous moments.
The food was...
The food was lovely.
No, I think you're being polite.
I'm not. I'm really not.
So I decided to make gyros.
Yeah, it's chicken and chips.
Chicken and chips in a Greek flatbread.
Yes. Right?
Inspired
because
by
one
my,
type of carbohydrate was not enough.
Inspired by my recent holiday.
Yes.
And I could make that any day of the week. I thought we'll just have a casual dinner, tea. And we'll just have a few drinks and we'll have a proper catch-up. And I even managed to fuck up chicken and chips. the chicken was dry as... Yeah.
As the Sahara.
And the chips were floppy and it was just, yeah. And then there's not really... I don't really have a big table, so we was all like... You managed to knock over a full bottle of wine.
Yes. On to me.
Yes.
In fact, although these are the same trousers, managed to get all the wine out of my trousers and my shirt.
I offered to get you a new shirt. And it was just the one thing, because it was going all a bit Pete Tong, I thought, right, and this is my top tip to the Gene Divas this week. If you're hosting a tea or a dinner and you've got people around and it's going a bit pear-shaped.
Pour the wine over them.
Just get them pissed. Get them pissed. So I was pouring you drinks. I think we even got the brandy out at one point.
We get the brandy out.
Yeah.
And it was like a Thursday night.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we had champagne.
Mm-hmm.
We had gin and tonics.
Yep.
We had wine, as did quite a lot of my clothes.
Did we have champagne?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We really did go for it. And then we had brandy.
Yes.
Yes.
I had a couple of beers before you got there as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were there looking very manly in your Guinness apron.
When it comes to stuff like wraps and griots, and I can do basics, I just thought I could do better.
Well, I thought it was lovely. What did we have for pudding?
We had.
Oh, yes. And it was your...
Pistachio ice cream.
Which you put slightly litigious acroply here.
We put olive oil on it because I heard on a podcast ages ago, it was Michael McIntyre was on. Table manners.
Yes.
And he said that he was at a restaurant in Italy and they gave him pistachio ice cream. And I'd never even heard of pistachio ice cream before this. And he put olive oil on it. It was like, oh my God, it's a taste sensation. So I tried it and I thought it'd be a nice little.
And it was.
Was it?
It was nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't know how I can come across as more genuine. It was actually very nice, as was the chicken and chips.
It wasn't chicken and chips, it was gyros.
Chicken, chips, and bread.
All right.
And did you do a rice?
Yeah, I did some rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So three types of carbohydrates, thinking about it. But anyway, it was absolutely fine. got a wedding to prepare.
Mikey was lovely. Like, don't worry about me, Jordan. I'll eat any old shite. I was like, oh, cheers. Thanks. It's all right, this sound. So, yeah.
It was lovely to spend time with you in your house, which is lovely on the inside. It was good.
Oh, thank you.
Your bathroom was immaculate.
Oh, I know. I give it a good clean before. And it was a very stressful day because I had to film something in my house for the big breakfast. Then you were coming over, so I did all my prep. Mikey had about 8 cans of Tetley's, didn't he?
Tetley?
Yeah.
Isn't that tea?
No, Tetley bitter.
Oh, right, okay.
It was fuming because I didn't get Boddington's in. Don't mince his words, does he? Tetley's? Is that all you've got in? Tetley's? I was like, have a wine and be sophisticated. Take your boots off when you walk in my house. But yeah, we had a good night, didn't we?
It was a good night, and we're looking forward to having you over.
Yeah, and
now.
Thank you for your lovely letter.
It's a pleasure.
You sent a letter?
I did send a letter. Yeah. Thank you letter. Obviously. Yeah.
Do you not send thank you cards? Do you prefer letters?
I prefer letters because I have executive writing paper. Okay.
Anything else from the evening? But I'm glad you had a good evening. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us. You were referring to instant coffee at one point in the evening as impotent coffee.
Did I call it? Is that what I called?
Which, to be fair, kind of works.
Say impotent coffee?
Yeah.
I was on the brandy by then.
Yeah, you were.
We were pretty shit-faced, weren't we?
Yeah, well, you in particular. The also... I felt terrible, but it's quite funny. You brought out some chocolates at the end. You went, oh, I've got these chocolates. And I went, they've got duty-free written all over them. And I was right.
Yeah, Wendy got them for you and forgot to bring them. So I said, I'll serve them at the thingy. And they were from duty-free at the airport.
They were quite nice, some of them.
Yeah.
And also, you were, because they were praline chocolates, or as you called them, Pauline chocolates.
Anything else from the night? Did I call them Pauline?
Yeah, Pauline. Do you want some Pauline chocolates?
I think I need to go for a brain scan or something. Yeah.
And you also told me that one of the things you like to do is scroll through TikTok drunk.
Do I?
I've got that written down.
I don't even have TikTok.
Well, apparently that's what I've got written down here, scrolling through TikTok drunk. God.
What time did you leave? I can't remember.
We got home at 12:30.
Did you?
Yes. I had quite an important client the next day.
Oh, were you a bit hungover?
I don't feel that it got me at my best.
No?
I managed to cobble it together, obviously. Yeah. I turned the magic on. But I felt that I probably would have been
thank you.
Slightly better
when
sober.
When I move into my new house, I get a bigger table.
Yes.
Then I'll have yous round. We'll have
even be able to have a table big enough to actually have Ben over.
I'll have Ben and Kat over. Oh. Thank you. I would love to come along. Cheers, Kat. But yeah, I didn't tell you as well, speaking of which. Did you watch the Tom Daley documentary?
No.
It's really good. Really harrowing, and there's genuinely hard to watch at times. Really tough to watch. I highly recommend it. But in one of the scenes, he's on his laptop. And his kitchen table's really nice.
Oh, right.
So I might have DM'd him and said, love the documentary. It's a really important subject. Where did you get your kitchen table from?
That's really, really why he made the programme, was for interior design.
What's the etiquette for that?
Has he replied?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Well, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Mike has done that to people before when he's seen them wearing clothes.
Oh, he messages me all the time. Asking where my clothes are from.
Yes.
Also, I didn't realise my T-shirt was on Inside Out when you
Your
got
T-shirt
there.
Was on Inside Out, yes.
Yeah. Now,
to be fair, I didn't realise either.
No, I don't know what had gone wrong there. I think I just got a quick shower before you arrived.
So. Right.
Yeah.
You told us not to be the sort of do the 10-minute late thing.
No.
So we turned up on the stroke of 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7:30.
7:30, was it? Yeah. No, it was 7.
It was 7:30.
Was it 7:30? Yeah. Okay, well, we turned up on the dot, and I hope you appreciated that.
Yeah, I did, because you don't want the night getting ahead of us, but yeah.
Okay. Should we just... We've referenced it. Should we talk about producer Ben's nails?
So, producer... There's not wrong. It's very in at the moment. A lot of lads are getting their nails painted.
Is it? But what
A lot
what
of pearls. A lot of lads are wearing pearls as well.
Yes.
Have you got pearls?
Not yet. That'll be next week. No, but what I'm... I don't mind people painting their nails of whatever gender.
Have you had a pearl necklace?
Write it down for the bonus. Is
I'm not giving him a pearl necklace. So, no, we get a lot of views on TikTok, so... Could work both ways.
And Pornhub. But the... What I am more fascinated about with Ben's nails is I don't mind him if he painted them. He's only painted one hand.
Yeah, that's... Why have you only
As
painted
ever,
one hand?
As ever, it's half a job.
Well, it's cool just to paint half a hand.
And also, are you left or right-handed? Right. So he's painted his non-dominant hand.
I know we live in a...
It's a sort of a neon orange for those that want a picture.
I know we live in 2022 and I'm all up for him. We live in a very cosmopolitan, liberal city.
Yes.
I can't wait for him to go on Stoke City with his hands nails painted.
Yeah, I suspect... When are you going next to Stoke City?
When you're next going
I
to the
I suspect the nail polish will come off.
When
for
he's
that.
With the lads and he goes, all right, yep. Guys. All right. I was on Talk Sport this week talking about the Potters. Yeah.
Up the Potters.
Up the Potters.
Bless. Now, Jordan, I'm going to, as you would say, I'm a peek behind the curtain. That's how you like to describe it. And sometimes, you know, Jordan, sometimes when he listens back to the episodes, is like, oh, do we keep that bit in where I talk about the butler I have and the four footman? You know, is it too much? Will people think I've changed? And, you know, you like to just make sure that you're coming across as a man of the people. So why then over the weekend did you post a photo of you driving a Tesla? Where does that fit in to I'm a man of the people?
It wasn't my Tesla.
Well, I know it's not your Tesla. Whose Tesla was it?
It was not my Tesla.
Was it a hire Tesla?
No, it wasn't a hire Tesla. So I'm just... I'm insured on it. And I did, I was just driving at the weekend and I don't have one, but I've got to tell you this, best cars to drive.
Really?
Yeah. And I think we talked about this recently. I'll never go.
Do they autopilot?
I don't do the autopilot.
No, but they can.
I think so.
Because sometimes you get an Uber Tesla, sometimes, if you luck out. And I've always wanted to say to the Uber driver, can you pop it in autopilot,
but
please?
Is Tesla, like, high-end?
I mean, it's not a Kia Picanto.
I was just driving at the weekend. I like driving it. I was just doing a bit of cruising at the weekend.
Were you?
Yeah. What's wrong with, like, and I didn't, and it was just a picture of me driving.
And it was a lovely photo of you driving.
Okay.
I thought, oh, a Tesla. How lovely.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing's wrong with a Tesla. Oh. You do Teslas.
Honestly, you want me in a string vest driving out a clapped Ford Focus or something, don't you?
Well, talking of clapped, should we talk about clapping in church?
Why?
I'm a bit worried people might clap after your reading.
Oh, that's what you do, don't you?
No.
Do you not clap in church?
No.
Do you not clap at the end?
No.
Can we whoop and cheer when you kiss? Yeah.
Kiss?
You may kiss the bride.
Groom?
You may kiss... What did he do? I've never been to a gay wedding before.
It's not kissing.
You may... What would he say? No,
You may now kiss your husband, probably. Or...
Yeah.
But also you're coming to a blessing. The actual legal marriage bit is happening behind closed doors.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're just going to the... I've ordered my suit, by the way.
You've ordered your suit.
Double breast.
Double breasted. Mm. Gosh, you don't care.
What?
For a front... No, nothing. No, no, no.
Oh, it's double breast.
No, I'm winding you up.
Oh, don't tell me it's not a good wedding etiquette.
No, no, no. What colour?
Navy.
Mid, dark?
Mid. Oh. What are you wearing, Ben? I don't want to clash. Am I on Ben's table?
I can't remember.
Oh, hope so.
But you said the other day you didn't want to be.
Pardon?
You said other side of the room.
No, I'm happy to be on his table.
Okay.
Just because he makes me laugh when he's drunk.
Are you going to have your nails painted for the wedding?
Probably. Go with his tie.
You could do it. You could do the LGBT, colours.
You know, Diego's coming in a little dicky bow. Oh, I am. I promise you, I am. You should see my dicky bow. Bobby Desley. You should see me. I can't wait to see you walk down that line. Aisle. Doing it for us, you are, William. Woo!
Talking of wedding-related things, I had a nightmare last night.
Okay.
That it was 2 days to go before our wedding. I'm having a lot of wedding-related dreams.
Remind me, I got woken up by the police this morning.
What?
Yeah, I forgot.
Why are we only coming to this now?
I just remembered.
We'll come back to me in a minute.
No, you just reminded me. I was having a dream and I thought...
The dream you got woken up.
Right, I do not make stuff up.
Yes.
So I heard banging on the door.
The
door you came in. And you know when you think you're dreaming? And then it woke me up, but I thought it was in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to the kitchen to put the kettle on. Mm. And as I walked past the window, there's loads of coppers outside. I'm not joking, about four or five. And I thought, oh. And then you think everything. I thought, oh, this is it. This is it. Or you think, oh, God, who's died? Christ, who's died? So I just... went to put my dressing gown on.
Were they looking through the window?
Yes, so they seen me in all my glory, like one one arse cheek showing, cracking me, boxes up, cracking my arse. It was well embarrassing. And I opened the door and went, don't worry, we've seen it all. Before, as in, like, it's very, he said it's very, and I went, I'm really sorry.
We've been on that foot fetish website.
And he showed me his phone, he went, have you seen this gentleman round here?
And why? And at what time?
I promise you, I just don't know what it is in my life. And I went, no, he went, this is an Airbnb, isn't it? I said, no, I rent this. It's mine. He went, all right. He went, we all right to come and have a quick look round? I was like, yeah, sure. And he was like, and then he said, oh, don't worry. But he said, is it only one bedroom? I went, yeah. He went, oh, it's just, we're looking after this gentleman and he's known to hoarding people's properties. I was like, oh, okay.
Don't have nightmares.
They didn't come in, so yeah.
But what time were they knocking on your door?
About... quarter to eight this morning.
Oh, okay, that's okay. I thought this was like at 5 a.m.
No, it wasn't. It was about quarter past seven, because my alarm's set for 7:30. So it was quarter past seven, so they must have woke me up before, yeah.
Lordy.
Anyway, just
what a shock to the system.
I know, there's about four of them all watching me.
Did you get any of their address? Are you going to write? Keep in touch?
No.
No?
Yeah, it's not that kind of... It's not like a porn film. Anyway, so you had a nightmare last night.
I had a nightmare.
How have I just remembered that now?
It was 2 days to go for the wedding, and we've done wedding rings. Okay, I think previously I've talked about we weren't sure whether we're going to do wedding rings or wedding bands. We have ordered some. And they arrived in my dream with 2 days to go. And obviously we were trying them on just to check they fit. And they were completely the wrong ring. They were like this huge, chunky, they had diamonds in, which is obviously lovely, but normally an engagement ring rather than a wedding band.
Sounds like Pete and Dawn on Gavin and Stacey.
But it was this huge thing that actually splayed my fingers, so you couldn't actually keep the fingers together. And I was like, it's completely the wrong ring. And then I had to go to the shop and demand that they produced the right ring within 2 days. And they were like, oh, I don't know if we can do that, because it's taking a month to produce these rings.
When are you getting the rings? 2 days before the wedding?
No, I hope not. No, hopefully in a week or two.
Right. I'm not going to see you on the morning of the wedding, am I?
No, you'll see me at 12 o'clock.
Oh, thank God.
Why?
Because you would make a bridezilla look like a fluffy little pussycat.
I think this is...
Because let's just... And I'm going to say this to you now, okay? And I mean this really nice.
Oh, he's holding my hand.
Something,
right.
And I hope it doesn't, but something will go wrong. Something won't go to plan on the day, okay? That happens at every wedding. I've been to a lot of weddings. Okay, let's just rewind back. to the tour that we were on.
Oh,
our last night.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Okay.
When your pop socks weren't packed and...
Or yours!
We there was a skit where we put high heels on and...
Jordan
William,
insisted.
William forgot to bring his pop socks.
No, they went missing.
The kickoff we had over pop socks, do you remember, Ben? And we were like, it's fine. He's like, no, I need my pop socks! Ringing Mikey, who was actually in the pub. You couldn't make it up. Mikey was...
Well, he was in a...
Private members club.
Private members club,
come
yes.
With a character. Okay, Mikey sorry. Was in pub and he went... Darling, I need my pop socks. Can you go to Dundee? He's like, no, I'm on my third pint now. Wait, lads, we'll be there in 20 minutes. To the point where you were watching him on your phone and he hadn't left the pub.
He was right next to John Lewis.
So you kicked off and that was over pop socks. Imagine on the day of your wedding.
Yeah. I think I'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
So I'll be just, okay.
Yeah.
I did find myself yesterday to the florist. I was having a chat with the florist because the florist has well, not the company is staying the same, but the actual person that's sort of dealing with has changed. They've gone on maternity leave, so we've got a new person. And we were talking about the buttonholes that we're going to wear on our lapel.
Am I wearing a buttonhole?
No. Oh. And she was suggesting something, and I found myself saying, yeah, and I completely disagreed with her. And I said, if you just do a Google image search for the Prince of Wales, that's the sort of vibe we're going for.
Right.
I think she got the measure of me after that conversation.
Oh, okay.
I don't want. I don't want the whole. You know, you see people with like entire bouquets on their lapel.
Yeah,
it's too much. Just a single flower.
Okay.
Sophisticated.
Right. That's good to know. That's good to know. So no clapping in church.
Is no. Sorry. But it's just not the done thing within. It's not the done thing.
Okay.
There are some churches where you do clap, but not in ours.
Why? Are we doing hymns?
Yes.
Oh, I hate hymns.
No, but they're good goey hymns.
Are they? What yes. are the hymns? Can you tell? Like, I just find it, and it always makes me laugh because I can't sing, and the person next to you usually can't sing. And
that's why we've got a quartet, just to lift it.
What's a quartet?
It's four singers.
You haven't.
Yeah.
Have you got a band?
No. Have we got a band? Well, we've got an organ.
Have you got a quartet?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I think it will just lift because you know not all of our. Friends are musically blessed, so it'll be nice to, you know, just add a certain je ne sais quoi.
Is it true you're coming in a horse and pumpkin carriage like Katie Price early 2000s?
No, sadly the aisle is not wide enough.
How are you getting there? An Uber?
No,
are you coming in a car? Are you coming in the same car?
Together, yes. Yeah. Well, yes, because when we come into the blessing, we are already married.
What car is it? A Tesla?
Only if you drive it.
Mm. Okay. Guess where I'm going tonight at the time of recording?
I don't know. Pontins?
Oh, we're going to Ibiza.
You're going to Ibiza?
I've never been before.
Nice.
So I'm not really much of a raver or a misbehaver. I'm more of a pub bar kind of guy. Well, I am, aren't I?
Don't ever say raver or misbehaver.
I'm not. I'm more of a pub kind of guy, aren't I?
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, I like a pub.
Yeah.
So,
and a Tesla.
So this is... This is going to... You know, like, there's clubs, super clubs in Ibiza?
like massive clubs that hold,
I think,
10.
And because I am told, people always say to me about Ibiza, there are two sides to Ibiza. Mm. There's the sort of super club side.
Yeah.
And then there's the very pretty island, very calm, very sedate. Which side are you going
We're
to?
We're going to the... I wanted to go to the calm one, but it's too expensive. Which, by the way, I've had a bloody nightmare with a hotel. So I just booked the cheapest hotel.
Right.
Found out only a few days ago. It's... how can I put this? It's an adults-only LGBTQ plus hotel. I didn't know. Genuinely.
Right.
So I was like...
What time's check-in?
So I don't know, actually. So I was like, oh, it'll just be no kids and like gay-friendly.
Yeah.
But I've had a look at some of the reviews and... Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
A lot of speedos. Apparently, there's a sign that says "Do not disturb" or "Come and disturb." Because
I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think I might be wrong. It might just be a no children's hotel. I didn't know it was but the cheapest one, or it might be full on sex party hotel.
Right. Well, have a lovely time.
I'm sure I will.
That'll give us something to talk about next week, won't it?
I'm sure I will.
Yes.
Yeah. Come in limping, you'll know I've had a good.
5 policemen at the door. Oh, not again. Come on in and take down my particulars. It's fine. You'll have a lovely time.
It's just.
And how many nights are we going for?
3 or 4.
3 or 4.
I know, three nights.
You'll be riddled by the end of it.
So, yeah, I'm going to be, but I've never been before, so I'm looking forward to it.
3 or 4?
Well, Thursday.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine.
Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday, 4 nights.
4 nights. Mm. Lovely. Well, I hope you have a lovely time.
Thank you.
Don't burn the candle at both ends. Don't have anything at both ends. Unless you want to, is fine.
It could only happen to me. But anyway.
Should we go to Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Let's do it.
Here's the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Cha-cha-cha.
Okay, here's Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. I grew up in a rough area. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. Got a Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week for you. I grew up in a rough area. As a child, people would cover me in chocolate cream and put a cherry on my head. It was tough in the gatto. Gatto. Is it gatto?
Yes.
I always say gatto wrong. It was tough in the gatto.
No, but it adds to the comedy.
It was tough in the gatto.
Lovely.
Let me see what our Lee sent us. That I don't feel like that was good enough.
I thought it was quite funny.
No, can't read that one. God, no. Oh, got a very pandemic-y one.
Oh, yes. Take us back.
Just checked in on my 86-year-old neighbour to see if she needed anything from Tesco. She said she did, so I gave her my list. Pointless, the two of us going. I'll need to work on Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week, don't
yes.
I?
Yes. Well, I like the Gatto one.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Should we go to the listeners' questions?
Let's do it!
Dear Jordan, William and producer Ben, I separated from my husband just over 2 years ago. Since then, everyone is asking if I've met someone new, and my answer is always no, as I haven't got the time, which is some of the truth. I'm working full-time while studying for a degree and making sure three other people carry on thriving and surviving in the world, so money is a bit tight. The main reason is that I'm genuinely scared to put myself back out there. I haven't dated since I was 17. I'm now 38. Where do I start? What are the rules? I have no confidence in myself or my appearance, and I find it all very awkward and turn into a mumbling mess whenever anyone shows any interest to me. I feel like I've turned into a bit of a bore. I don't do anything socially as my friends all go out in couples. Help. Yours, Marie.
Oh, Marie, that's tough to hear.
That is tough to hear, and I'm sure it actually you've got a lot going for you, and it's probably not as bad sort of when you zoom out and you look at it from someone else's perspective. It's probably, I say all in your head, but it's probably not as bad as you think it is. Obviously, I'm getting married, we might have mentioned. So thus, I have not dated for ages. I'm wondering whether our G&D divas could tell us what the rules now are of dating. Of modern dating, particularly if you are in the 38 to 40 category, a little bit older than us, they could just get in touch and we can share the rules with them.
Just get on Tinder like everybody else, doesn't matter how old you are.
Well, there is, yes, no, I know, but that's to find the date. It's when you're on the date.
Marie, I would say build it up slowly. Start going out maybe once a month with your friends. Don't worry about being the only single person. They're your friends. They'd love to have you out. They would. And if one of my friends was single and we were all in couples and stuff, we wouldn't be bothered.
And also, I think, tell your friends. Say, I'm a bit, you know, I'm a bit conscious. I'm the only single person in the group. And share your thoughts with them.
But build it up. Start by having one night out a month with your friends, even if it's a couple of hours, even if it's just, I don't know, going out on a Saturday afternoon to the garden centre, doing something, and then build it up and build it up. And that way you will meet people and you could meet potentially a new partner. And I think that's the best way.
Yeah, but just be yourself. Don't worry too much about it. Yes, use an app or a website. Do people do websites?
Get on try the apps if you're not keen. Try it. Maybe you have tried it, but try it. If you're not keen, delete it.
I have a friend who the other day went speed dating.
Oh, that's very 90s.
Exactly, that's what I said.
But
no,
pub.
It's well somewhere. It still goes on. He said it was very interesting. But speed dating is a thing. So maybe Marie, and to be fair, if you think the apps are maybe not for you, then...
Yeah, but definitely try and get yourself out more. I know that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
And you're going through like a really different time in your life. But now, after 2 years, is definitely time to start going out and stuff. I know you said money's tight, but there's still things you can do, isn't there?
Exactly. So don't panic too much. But if any G&D was in a similar sort of situation of Marie or have been through a similar situation, have any tips that we can pass on, please get in touch.
Okay.
This is from Anonymous.
Oh.
Dear Wills, Jords and Peebs, I got out of a 4-year relationship at the very end of my university career.
I have so many different names that people call me. Jords, Jordan, Jord.
3.
J.
4.
J Dog.
5.
Northy. Dingle. You get called George.
George?
Yeah.
Why are you called George?
It's a long story. But yeah. I have so many nicknames.
Well, that's lovely.
Pickles.
Sorry, pickles?
Pickles.
Can we talk about pickles?
Trousers.
Oh.
What's the other one? What's the other one I get called?
I think of
seven. Prince.
I can see that, yeah.
You know what I'm referring to. Anyway, George is another one. A lot of people at work call me George. What?
Just, you know when you think of 1,000 things to say and none of them are appropriate?
Say it.
No.
Carry on.
Right. Dear Wills, Jords and PP, I got out of a 4-year relationship at the very end of my university career.
Oh, everyone's splitting up this episode.
And much like any woman in her early 20s, I sprawled my legs and was catching up on all the sex I'd been missing during my time out of the game.
We've all been there, love. Come on, we have.
Call me Pickles. My usual tactic was to get pissed and meet someone at the bar. And one fateful night, I met a barman who gave me a free Jaffa cake and I was sold.
What? Is that a euphemism?
Euphemism.
Is that how you say it? Mm. Euphemism. Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't say Jordan lookalikes are usually my type, but he was breathing and he was up for the shag, I obliged. After four utterly glorious times with his head between my legs, he started to ghost me, which I was upset about at first, but overall didn't mind, as I obviously wasn't up for anything serious. Although I do want to add that the times we had together were amazing, our sense of humour and banter were in sync. He then, out of the blue, tells me he's seeing someone and that we need to stop talking, even though he still wants me in his life. Lol. After this message, we then proceeded to bump into each other literally daily in our uni neighbourhood, clubs, and even one time in my local Max Spielman.
Max Spielman.
Apparently it's a photo developing company.
Okay.
Like Snappy Snaps. We both then move back to our separate hometowns, which are located 50 miles apart, and I get a message from him saying he's clapped up and I need to get a test. Luckily, I'd already done one and I was clean, thank God. The icing atop the cake, however, was last week when I was walking into Manchester Terminal 1, ready to jet off on my solo Scandi adventure. He was coming out with his entire family. Both stunned, we give each other a quick hire and move on. After that, I can't stop thinking about all the times we have seen each other and how this can't be a coincidence at this point. I do really like him and feel that this is such a one that got away situation. Thus my question, is this a spiritual sign that we are meant to be together? Surely fate suggests that the big guy up there is trying to keep us in each other's lives. Should I message him telling him how I feel and that the universe is clearly wanting us to meet up even though he's with someone? Or am I, like usual, thinking with my fanny? Love the podcast, Anonymous.
Fate, absolutely fate, Anonymous. Do exactly what you've said there. Message him, call him, ask to meet him for a drink and tell him exactly how you feel. Everything you've said in that letter, say to him. That is fate. And I believe in fate. I believe that we met that night I was doing work experience. Of all the nights I was doing work experience and you was a guest on the same show, I believe in fate. I do. Do you not? Everything happens for a reason.
Well, no, I think Anonymous, I think he sounds terrible.
I disagree. No. And lads at unis, all lads at unis at uni are knobheads. They're going through that stage, aren't they? Lads at uni can be knobheads when they're at uni. And they grow up, and he can grow up, and he could be the love of your life. So don't let him get away.
It's right. So this is the bit that set off the massive alarm bell for me. He then, out of the blue, tells me he's seeing someone and that we need to stop talking,
but
he still wants me in his life. So hang on. He doesn't want to talk to you, but he still wants you to be in his life.
Just, they're young. They're in uni. She's going away to Scandi. Fate, tell him exactly how you feel. You disagree.
I would steer clear.
No.
I'd give him a wide berth.
Beg your pardon, she's done enough of that.
Oh, this one starts. Dear Diego, William and Jordan and PB.
Oh, my first letter. Ooh. Oh, I'm all ears. Tell me. What am I like?
Brackets, I'm a dog walker, which is why Diego is first.
Oh, you can take me out because they don't take me out enough. That shit over there. Once a day, if I'm lucky. I just like to rub my ass on the carpet to piss him off these days.
As part of my job, I offer house sitting, which is when I move into someone else's home while they're away so the pets can stay in the comfort of their own home.
I used to do that.
Rather than being sent to kennels. Unfortunately, I have one particular client whose home is, there is no other word for it, disgusting.
Ugh.
It didn't used to be and has progressively got worse. On my most recent stay, the house smelt on entry. There was dust everywhere, the hob and oven were both dirty to the point of being mouldy, and they had left an uncleaned menstrual cup in the bathroom. I had to go home and eat and shower, it was so bad.
I don't blame you. I won't be able to... Yeah.
I've been putting them off when they've asked me to do other house sits, and I absolutely love the dogs and miss them dearly. Is there a polite way to tell someone they need to clean their house? Thank you in advance for your words of advice.
This would be you, because I think she's just got to say, I'm sorry, but... Well, you've just got to put your professional head on and be like, I have certain standards. And
no, I just think I don't think you can tell someone their house is dirty. You just stop accepting the booking. It's as simple as that.
Really?
Yeah, you miss the dogs. Oh, well, there are other dogs. Get over it. Go and take other clients on. If their house is dirty, just you can't tell them unless, even if they're your relative, you can't really tell them that the house is dirty. That's their choice. It's disgusting, obviously. But you just say, I'm so sorry I'm booked.
I say, think of the dogs, sweetheart. Think of the dogs. Just put up a shut up. Them dogs need walking. Thanks, Diego.
I
You're welcome.
how would you tell someone their house? If you walk, let's say you walked into one of your relatives' house and it was a bit mucky. In fact, it was very mucky.
You just don't say anything, do you?
Exactly.
That's how Camp Young Jordan started.
Really?
Because you remember I said I went to do sleepover.
Oh, yes. And it was so messy.
I rung my dad and asked him to come pick me up.
Camp Young Jordan, although that was my impression, is in effect Diego.
No, because you're Diego's Cockney.
Oh, right.
Because went, oh, look at the muck in here, I need to go with a wipe. But yeah, I think there's messy houses, which is fine. I mean, you complimented me on my house when I...
You are very tidy.
Very clean.
You are
tidy.
A man of... You are such a fascinating character.
I know you say this. Yeah. Every time you find out I'm reading a book and, oh, you were very impressed with my bookshelf.
You had a lovely bookcase.
Thank
yes.
you. A lot of people say this. I think they expect me to be quite messy. I get up every morning and clean.
That's good.
Have a wipe round.
Have a...
Wipe round.
Right.
But yeah, messy I can cope with, but scruffy, dirty, can't. So it's just one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's good advice from you. Just don't take the book in.
This one is from Belinda. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben.
That's another podcast, isn't it?
Is it?
Belinda Blinks.
Which one? I have seemed to found myself in a bit of a pickle. One of my closest friends, for the sake of the podcast, we'll name her Mildred, has recently found out she's pregnant and is devastated by the news. I would like to offer help and advice, but unfortunately, she hasn't actually told me the news herself. It's my other friend, let's call her Doris, who has told me this after being sworn to secrecy. Of course, I would like to remain loyal to Doris, as I'm aware that it would cause an unnecessary rift if Mildred found out that Doris had shared her secret.
How old are all these women? Because they sound very old. Not that there's anything wrong with that, I'm just saying.
No, I suspect they're not as old as their pseudonyms suggest.
Oh, is this their pseudonyms?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
However, the situation has got a little more complicated. I'm planning to meet up with Mildred in a few days' time. In an attempt to keep things normal and to avoid suspicion, I suggested that we get a bottle of wine. I thought this would give her the opportunity to say no, or I have something to tell you. But instead, I received a reply saying yes, OMG, I need wine. Since then, the plans have slightly changed, and Mildred has suggested that we meet in our favourite bar so we can get a drink. My question to you is, if Mildred insists on having an alcoholic drink, do I A, stop her and say that Doris has told me that about her situation, I don't think she should drink, B, come up with a reason as to how I know she's pregnant, or C, dramatically throw the drink out of her hand and shout, you can't do that, EastEnders style. I couldn't possibly let her drink knowing she's pregnant, but what is the right way to go about stopping her from doing so? P.S. I have been terribly distracted whilst writing this email because the voice in my head has turned into William's, and I can already hear him correcting my grammar. Kind regards, Belinda, who is unsure how to officially end an email.
Belinda, I'm no health expert or doctor, but one or two won't do any harm.
Well, the French drink a lot when they're pregnant.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, I remember my auntie Kath saying I had a drink with all my kids and they turned out all right. That's how I
did they?
What?
And did they?
Yeah, I mean, I'll at least after some brush, but... What?
Just a nice saying. Daft as a brush. Yeah, I don't think you can do any of those options. However, I think there is an option D, Belinda, as it were, which is what started this problem in the first place.
Can you not drink these days at all?
Well, I don't know what the medical advice is.
I think you're not meant to drink, but...
I would suggest you go, oh, I'm so sorry I can't do that evening. How about the day after?
Yeah.
I can do a coffee.
That's a great
Move
idea.
Move the time.
Move the
Pretend
time.
Pretend you've got something else.
Do a coffee. Can you have coffee when you're pregnant, though?
I think you can have, like, one or something.
Oh, yeah. I would, like, genuinely, I would be so shit if I was pregnant.
Yeah. Can I just break something to you?
Yeah, but I'm just
saying... I know we're in a very progressive society these days, but you are not going to get pregnant.
I'm just saying, the fact you can't drink... You know what I'm like? I don't drink in the week now, but it gets to Thursday night.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm itching a bit. So, Fran, that's... So, Fran, I love...
You wait until you come back from Ibiza.
Friday, I'm like, I want a drink. And I don't drink half as much as what I used to, but I'd be so crap. You can't have eggs if you're pregnant.
Can you not? Oh, no, you can't.
Can't have eggs. I love my eggs in the morning. You know I have eggs every morning.
Omelette.
What?
Omelette.
Omelette for dinner?
No.
No, you
oh,
have
no,
omelette
no,
for
yeah,
dinner.
My omelette. I have eggs for tea.
Yeah.
So
I was actually expecting you to do us an omelette.
And you know what I'm like if I've, like, been out on the piss all weekend?
Yes.
You know what I'm like all week? I'm like, oh, look, can you see my belly?
Well, yeah, you would if you were pregnant.
So I'd be, and my hormones, oh, I'd be so horrible to live with. I'd be the worst pregnant person ever.
Okay, well, the good news is, everyone, Jordan's not getting pregnant.
What else can't you do if you're pregnant? Oh, cravings as well. Oh, why did you... Thank you for your lovely gift, by the way, when you came round to my house. The coffee.
The coffee and the biscuits.
I take everything back.
Oh, stand by, everyone.
Right, first of all, the biscuits were lovely, but I'm going to have to take them into work. I had two last night.
The biscuits are delicious, aren't they?
They are so good.
I'm not a biscuit person, but they are lovely.
You're not bad at making coffee. Your coffee's just shit.
Actually,
I'm so sorry. That's really... Oh, my God. That's really... I feel like I've been dragged up. That's really rude. You brought me a gift. It's that coffee that I don't like. That brand of coffee.
From that place?
Yeah.
You don't like that coffee?
Well,
but I don't use that coffee.
Oh, do you?
No.
You do, don't you?
Well, years ago I used to.
That's the one I had.
No, I used to... The one you had at mine, originally, yeah, in the old place, was blue, not the yellow one.
Yeah, but it was from the same place.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's that coffee from that place.
Oh, we'll just keep the tin.
No.
It's a pretty tin.
But no, I don't mean it. But it's I know people that prefer that type of coffee. I prefer a full-bodied, strong one.
I got you dark roast.
But it's medium to dark. I prefer very... So I have mine in the five or six category.
Yeah, but five or six is the supermarket scale.
Yeah.
I did not get yours from a supermarket.
Sorry, that was really rude. It's lovely. It is.
Good. Yeah. We'll keep it for guests that you don't like.
But anyway, you can't have coffee if you're pregnant. You can't have too much caffeine.
No.
I'd be awful.
Talking of coffee, obviously the huge furore we had over coffee, can we put it in the diary? I would like to go back to series one or two where we record and you both of you can come over to my house and we'll do a whole coffee spesh. Okay, and I will do my guide on how to make coffee. I was thinking about bringing everything into the studio, but that's problematic.
We'll do it as a bonus.
Okay, fine. But let's come over and I'll do an entire tutorial on how to do coffee properly. And I want to see if I can change your opinion.
Coffee.
It's just so strong, darling.
But even that impotent coffee I made, yeah.
No, that was all right. But was that decaf?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was completely fine.
Do you know there's still caffeine in decaf?
I know, 30%.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
So did it keep you up that night?
No. More trying to get the red wine out of my clothes kept me up at night, if I'm honest.
Right. Okay.
Cold water and a bit of Vanish, for those that are wondering.
Yeah. I prefer Shout. I know I have Oxy.
Oxy?
A little.
Nice. Anyway. Belinda, going back to your question, move the time. That's what you do. And then they don't drink when they're in front of you. Your conscience can be okay. And... hopefully everything's okay with the baby.
Are you and Mikey going to have kids? So that's a bit of a personal question.
Oh my
gosh,
we haven't even got married yet. I don't know.
Oh.
Well, no, I don't know. If you gun to my head today, no. But I might change my mind.
A little Bartholomew Hanson.
Bartholomew?
Worrell. That's what you're called. Have a name like that.
Right.
Bartholomew or... don't think of a...
I mean,
name.
I feel like I've got two children in my life already.
Beatrice.
sounds like something you eat.
Do I think of another one? Pippa.
Herodula.
Herodula?
Yes. I think Herodula is a good, solid name.
Do you?
You don't meet many.
I've never heard of it.
No.
You could go the other way. Proper light.
Call it, you know.
Ebony Louise.
Or I could have Ebony and Louise.
No, Ebony Louise.
Okay.
Sorry to anyone who's listening who's got a daughter called Ebony Louise.
It's a lovely name.
Just keep your eye on that one.
Remember, G and Divas, you can send your nervous narratives to help@sextedmyboss.com.
Or you can tweet or send us a message on Instagram @sextedmyboss. Or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letter to paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. I'm off to a beef, baby. Yeah.
Have a lovely...
Woo, Raven.
Have a lovely time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.